Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Aliyah, A-L-I-A-H, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Henry as described in my report of 10/13/22. Period, I have not been provided with any additional medical documentation to consider. Period, Ms. Henry is now a 28-year-old woman who again describes she was injured at work on 1/6/22 when she fell on black ice in the parking lot. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her left wrist, left ankle, back, hip, and neck, and went to Rothman Urgent Care the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, she understand her final diagnosis to be a fractured wrist. Paired in June of 2023, she underwent left wrist surgery, which she believes involved repair of a triangular fibrocartilage complex tear and decoid veins tendinitis. Paired this was performed by Dr. Ragland, R-A-G-L-A-N-D. Paired she completed a course of active treatment in August of 2023. Paired physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars but the left wrist on the dorsal aspect as well as on the radial side. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows normal. Extremities lower. She had mild tenderness, palpation about the left anterior superior iliac spine, but there was none on the right. Cervical active flexion to 35 degrees, but when distracted was full. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired thoracic, normal, lumbosacral, normal. She experienced tightness during supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Paired impressions on 1/6/22, Aliyah Henry slipped and fell on ice in a parking lot at work. Period. She initially was seen at urgent care and then neurosurgically by Dr. Mitchell beginning 1/19/22. Period. She underwent treatment as marked in my prior report. She now describes that she underwent surgery by Dr. Ragland in June of 2023. Period, I am not in receipt of the operative report. Period, the current exam was unremarkable and virtually unchanged since the last exam. Period, new paragraph, I would now estimate 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period, this is for the presumptive diagnosis of tear of the triangular fibrocartilage complex and decoid veins tendinitis. Period, there remains 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, left leg, comma, or left ankle. Period. She has been able to continue in the workforce in a similar capacity to the one she held at the insured. Period. And that is the end.